You're listening to SBS News.
The Royal Commission into Misconduct in the Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services industry has uncovered countless examples of gross financial misconduct by the banks and financial institutions. After almost a year of hearings and deliberations, on Monday the details of Commissioner Kenneth Hayne's final report will be made public. In his interim report in September, the Commissioner said two themes emerged during the hearings: dishonesty and greed. Karen Cox was the first witness called to give evidence last year. The CEO of the Sydney-based Financial Rights Legal Centre hopes the final report will provide a path forward. Ms Cox also says the punishment needs to fit the crime.
I think that we certainly have one rule for people who steal from their employers or rob people on the street, and another for people who do it with, you know, behind the corporate wall, who have effectively got other people's money in their custody and help themselves to it.
The Commission can't press charges itself nor award compensation to victims. However, it can make recommendations to the Office of the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions. Melbourne-based Baptist minister Grant Stewart was one of the few members of the public chosen to give evidence. His son, who has Down syndrome, was sold a useless insurance policy over the phone. It took countless phone calls for Mr Stewart to cancel the policy. This is a recording of a phone call Mr Stewart and his son had with Freedom Insurance.
Well, he's the name's on the policy. Do you want him to say that?
Yeah.
Say, I wish to terminate the policy. I wish to terminate Pelosi.
Mr Stewart says since he gave evidence, he's been contacted by dozens of parents and others worried about vulnerable loved ones being targeted by unsolicited phone calls. He'd like to see such practices outlawed.
I think there are a number of things that I'd like to see happen. One is the cessation of these outbound call centres that call people out of the blue and try and coerce them into accepting quite complex products over the phone that they don't really understand. Cold calling itself needs to be off the agenda in the future for people selling financial products like this.
Stern advice is expected to be given out regarding key financial regulators. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission and the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority didn't fare well in Commissioner Hayne's interim report, where he criticised them for not being anywhere near tough enough on those who broke the rules. A new body overseeing the two key financial regulators may be a recommendation. The Financial Rights Legal Centre's Karen Cox says litigation is an important tool, but loopholes that have been exploited must also be closed.
I think that we need to make sure that whatever changes are put in place go all the way to the top, and that they are not able to be just paid lip service to.
Small business owners have expressed frustration during the Royal Commission about feeling powerless when dealing with big institutions. There were no recommendations in the interim report around small business protections. Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell says many people are worried about the tightening of lending practices as a result of the Commission.
Hopefully, the Royal Commission can give some confidence in the way forward for borrowing and for requirements on banks, which will allow the banks to loosen up a bit to make it easier for small businesses who have the capacity to pay the loan back, of course, to borrow. And by the way, if this doesn't happen, we're going to end up with a credit squeeze in Australia, and this could affect the whole economy, not just small businesses, but all of us.
It will be up to prosecutors, governments, opposition parties and consumers to assess the Commissioner's final report and act on the recommendations. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.